Blog Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your words. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. This is Pastor E live here at the Now Network Studios in Los Angeles, California. We're excited to continue. Yes, Real Talk with Pastor E is a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles throughout our community, throughout our world, that we come with a message that we still give God the glory in everything we do. And yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Welcome this morning. Good morning, everybody. Before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to our co-hostesses this morning. Minister Carolyn, good morning, woman of God. How are you? I know you're a little busy. Just want to say hi in the beginning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Minister Enoko. Good morning, family.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Minister Enoko. How are you? Okay, we're going to let her. I know she's there. I know she's there. Probably just muted herself, but I'm going to mute both of you guys back on there because we have some drastic things that are happening in our nation, in our world, in our communities around us. First, it was mass shootings. Then we elevated to popular deaths, Kobe's death, and then the pandemic, COVID-19, and now something that has been an epidemic in our world forever. It seems like it never goes away, and we can do this, we can do that, and we're not getting results. And my heart is hardened, especially what's going on in Minnesota, what's going on in Texas, what's going on in Florida, what's going on in every state out here in California and everywhere else about injustice. This morning, we have a dynamic guest straight from the front lines, straight connected and involved with what's going on. My friend, my brother, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr., he is our Los Angeles civil rights advocate here. He has helped with many cases. I think one of the greatest cases he worked on was the Michael Jackson murder and exoneration of Michael Jackson. So I'm hoping this is him. Pastor Eddie, is this you, 424, last 411127?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, my dear brother, Pastor E. It is an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, and I want you to know, while we're live on the radio, I just received my T-shirts, my packages that you sent overnight that says, I can't breathe. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Pastor E? Hello, Pastor E, can you hear me?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie Jones. God bless you.
Well, he just dropped two. He just dropped two. Soon as he started talking, my phone went left field. Let me call him back in here, see if we can get him back. Was he talking and nobody was responding?
Yes, amen. He received his package. What I can't believe.
Oh, he did.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Let's call him back, see if we can get him back in here.
Hello.
Pastor Jones.
Yes, sir. Pastor E, how are you, brother?
I'm blessed, man. As soon as we got to talking, the whole system went down. So I was trying to get back on, and here I am. So, man, good morning, my brother. Minister Terry was telling me you got your package.
Yes. I did receive the package. I haven't went down to get it yet, but they called me this morning and said it's here, and I can't wait to put on my T-shirt that says, I can't breathe. I can't wait to put on the mask and the T-shirt and wear it today as we prepare to go to a meeting with the governor, the mayor, faith-based organizations, the NAACP, and other grassroots organizations that will be attending this meeting today for solutions here in the city of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, Minnesota.
Amen, amen. For all our listeners, yes, Pastor Eddie Jones, as I said, is our Los Angeles advocate for civil rights, and he has been involved in some major, major cases, but he is on the front lines in St. Paul right now where he's residing, but he'll be also at all of the press conferences today. Give our listeners a little bit of insight. You're right there in the midst of it, and I know for those of us that have been through the struggle and have turned the cheek and have said, forgive, it's a little challenging because we keep seeing the same scenarios pop up over and over. What is the really down-to-earth feeling there in Minnesota?
Well, I got to tell you, man, this is, Pastor E, is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers, brother. Yesterday, I was able to lead a march along with other organizations with 10,000 people. 10,000 people. We marched for miles. We chanted, no justice, no peace, no crooked police. And we chanted, what do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
And I have to tell the listeners this morning, they want those other officers arrested. And these young people are very aggressive and progressive, and they do not want to give up. I really believe the blood from our ancestors' graves, from the hangings and the lynchings and the degradation and the beatings and the whips and the chains have seeped up from the ground and rolled off into these young new millennials, and they are so passionate. As you see in Washington, D.C., they're clashing with the police. Colorado, San Jose, California, Fontana, California, Los Angeles, California, Texas, Houston, Dallas, Arizona. This is a nationwide wake-up call for the powers that be over this thing called racism. But it is really every day here in Minneapolis. We have been out there today. The Black Panther Party will be here. They're coming peacefully, but they will bear arms to make sure that none of the people are hurt or harmed in any kind of way. And we are working on making sure that we stop the burning and the looting, because we want people to know it's not about burning and looting. It's about justice, equality, and change.
I'm glad you said that. So everybody out there listening, we are definitely taking a stand here. We're letting it be known here on the Now Network. Pastor Eddie Jones has a very, very passionate radio show on Mondays. You guys need to link up with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Every Monday he has informative information to keep us in the loop of things we have to do. Now, Pastor Eddie, you know, we always hear this, votes matter. Will votes really change what we're trying to accomplish? Can we be passionate to some of our listeners? We have elections coming up in November, which we're right around the corner. And before you know it, we'll get swept under the rug with it. Is voting important in trying to make change in situations like this?
Voting is more important than ever before, and I can't emphasize this enough. We need to get out And if you can, get a mail-in ballot, but your vote counts. If you don't vote, we don't get change. And we always say, oh, I'm going to go out and vote. But the day comes and we don't want to stand in the line. We don't want to wait to get in there to vote. If you don't want to stand in line, get a mail-in ballot, but do it today. Don't wait until the last minute. Every vote in America is needed right now to, number one, remove this president from the seat because he is part of the problem and not part of the solution. I call him number 45 scam likely because he's likely to scam us, which he's been doing since this pandemic. Since he sat in the seat, he has helped to incite the racism in America right now, and I don't see him standing up to do anything to change that. We have to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, but when we get through praying, Pastor E, we got to get up and do something. Because
that's right.
When we think about it, David had to fight Goliath. David prayed, and he went out and put a rock in the lasso, and he fought the giant. Joshua had to fight the battle of Jericho. He prayed. He went around and marched around there, and the walls came tumbling down. Moses had to set the people free. He prayed about it, and he told old Pharaoh, let my people go. So in order for us to get the justice that we want right now, we have to take every avenue that we can to have our voices heard, and voting is
That's
a
right.
phenomenal way to do that.
I'm glad we can bump on that one. And for our listeners, we have not pre-ordered this conversation. We are still running under the Holy Ghost here on the network. But in voting, since we're talking about voting, God was just sharing something with me in prayer when we're talking about that, is that most people will go vote, but even if people go vote, aren't voting for the right people. What is it that we can do as leaders to get more informative on who the right candidates are, not just by their color, not because of their status or what they'll do immediately after they're elected, but re-educating the world to the people we're really supporting and hearing the right voices and being in agreement across the nation. Because you can say vote, but if you're voting for the wrong thing and we're not voting in agreement and we're not knowing why we're voting for this person, why we want this legislation to go through, and why do we want this bill to pass, what can we do as leaders on our broadcast and on our means to have a platform? What can we do now to get people ready for November?
Now, Pastor E, that is a great question. First, we must analyze and evaluate all the small print, because small print is very important to read. Hallelujah. And not only that, we must talk to our NAACP offices in our states and our cities. We must talk to our city council members who run the city council. We must talk to our community leaders who are community leaders in our community. I'm not talking about the ones who sell us out. I'm talking about the ones who are talking about voting. We need to read about voting. We should Google the word vote. We should analyze and evaluate all the things that have to do with voting and read about the candidates. We have to take out time. This is important. You have to treat voting like you treat your relationship. If you want it to work, you got to continue to work at it. You have to continue to read about it. You have to continue to understand it. You have to continue to press on the mark, because they are expecting you not to come in and vote. But this is what I want the listeners to know today. Somebody died for us to have the right to vote. Blood was shed for us to have the right to vote. People's applications were torn up and thrown in the trash the moment they walked out the door. So we have come a long way. And if Dr. Martin Luther King and Medgar Evers and Malcolm X was alive today, they would be very disenchanted with the racism that's still going on, that was going on in the time that they were fighting for civil rights, justice, and change.
Yes. That's so dynamic, because even when you look at the movement of all of the great past leaders, they all had a way to come together and unify. I'm just so elated when I think back over the linking of arms and the marches that were of peace, but they stood for something and they got results. We need results right now. This is not a time to say, hold on, wait on God's unchanging hand. It's going to be all right. This is not, we need immediate results. That's what we're crying out for on this network. We're asking all of our partners, all of our covenant partners to ring out in the spirit into all injustice confession. We're going to be bringing Minister Inoko here on the second part of the show, talking about what is true confession. Confession is when you really admit you're wrong. We're praying for all injustice from all officers, from all people, from all organizations, from all races and creeds and colors to confess your sins, to be forgiven, and stand up for your own the results that's going to come. You have to pay for your miscomings. You have to go through what is called paying for your crime. If you did the crime, you have to do the time. But I believe, if you confess, and if those of us that believe your confession and see the compassion of you admitting you're wrong, we want to hear not just them being arrested. We want to hear them men stand on a mic and say we were wrong for killing this man. We were wrong for being an innocent bystander. We were wrong for assisting. We were wrong for not coming fast enough. We were wrong for the spectacle they did on the gurney as they were putting George Floyd into the ambulance and many others. It's not just George Floyd. There's so many instances that we could go back over and see the injustice. We need results. Get there, Pastor Eddie.
Well, first of all, before I begin to elaborate on that good question that you just sent me, I want to share something with all the listeners. When I think about Philando Castile, and I was on the phone with his mother yesterday, no conviction. Ahmaud Arbery, no conviction. Breonna Taylor, shot in the bed 8 times, no conviction. Sean Reed, Mytrese Richardson, no conviction. Michael Brown, no conviction. Trayvon Martin, no conviction. It is time that we get the conviction that we're looking for in the murder of George Floyd, Philando Castile, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and I could go on and on. And let's not forget in Jasper, Texas, where the young man was drugged and dismantled. And so we have to remember never to forget that these are atrocities that have been plaguing us since we have been brought to this place called America. We did not ask to come here. We did not ask to be mistreated. We did not ask to be hung. We did not ask for degradation. But what we ask for is fair and equal justice and rights and fair treatment of every human being, regardless of race, creed, or color. But right now, I want to focus on the black community. We as a people have to lift each other up right now. We have to galvanize because strength runs in numbers. And the greater our numbers, the greater our power. We need to remember never to forget that economically, we control the dollar here in the United States of America because we are the greatest enormous consumers here in the United States right now. So here is what I'm saying to you today. Get into a grassroots organization. Get involved with your church. Get involved with the NAACP. Get involved with my organization, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. Get involved with the Los Angeles Urban League. Get involved with your local community organizations and stay aware of what's going on and work as a unit. And please, 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 let's stop killing one another. This is the priority. When we begin to respect ourselves, then and only then will we be respected by the powers that be.
Yes. Man, that's a home run hitter right there because we can always talk about what people are doing to us, but you look back at how our society has been twisted to be an inner battle, an inner war, an inner situation in all cities and all states. But when you said something, I got to get this out of my spirit when you said that. I would like to put a questionnaire out to all of our listeners. How many out there know who your NAACP representative is in your city. How many, I'm taking a poll today, how many know who is your representative of the NAACP in your city? Now, we have an NAACP representative here in Long Beach, but there's one in L.A. There's one in every city here in Los Angeles. Do you know who would you call if there was a civil rights situation? Well, I know I would call Pastor Eddie Jones. But do you, our listeners out there, this is just a question. You don't have to dial one to answer. Ask yourself right now, do you know, have you questioned, have you even read the website of the NAACP? See, I let that one hum in there because most people say, I never have. We need to do better at that. We need to do better at knowing what is available to us and how to support these offices. A lot of these offices, now you can attest to this, Pastor Eddie, how many of the NAACP offices have been minimized and shut down because of the lack of support from our
Amen.
Community?
Amen. Amen. Speak, Pastor E. Speak.
And if we don't support the places that are doing these things, like I was amazed. Yesterday I was on the phone with the president of the NAACP in Minnesota through Pastor Eddie Jones and was just amazed how open she was and how willing she was. They're not like you would think that you'd have to go through channels. I'm learning because I did more investigation. I'm learning you make one phone call, you can get a meeting. You can go in and get all the literature, everything that they have to offer to us as citizens for free and can help you to learn about your rights. I'm calling us out to do better in our own areas. Pastor Eddie, I know most of my listeners know you. Even when I ask people, we remember him. They need to know you better. What's your website? How can they support you now? How can they get in and know what you got going on? Get connected to your blog talk on Monday. And also, while you're up there, we've already committed to support you while you're there in any way, any means necessary. That you survive and you come home safely. We want our listeners to also get in on this. We want you to give your Cash App today. Someone, it may be putting someone heart to buy you lunch today. This man is walking miles. This man is going with he's alone by himself. And I'm not saying as far as God is with him, but I mean he's in a foreign land. He's by himself. He's a groundbreaker, and he is a revolutionary for our nation, for our cities, and for you. We need to support these type of actions, and we want to be there for you, Pastor Eddie. Can't wait to see you get back so we can sit down face to face and see how we can elevate and take this to another level. Please share your website. Please share how we can help you and support you in this.
Now, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, Pastor Ian, to all the listeners out there. Yes, please listen to our show this Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. First of all, you can go on Facebook to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook at 9 a.m. will be live. Now, if you want to listen to our blog talk segment, which will be on blogtalkradio.com, on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and it'll take you right into the radio show. But if you want to listen on your cell phone, your house phone, or any phone, you just dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, our website is up, and I don't have my website in front of me. I don't have it, but I will definitely get it to Pastor E. And before I go, I would love to give out my Cash App, and if you want to send in a love offering to help me while I'm here, because it is very expensive flying back and forth and hotel rooms and food And as you know, this is the great fight, and we are all in this fight together. If you want to assist in helping out with our movement, please, the Cash App is $ capital E, lowercase d, d, i, e, 1-800-332-0072. One more time. Its Cash App is $DDIE072. And that is the Cash App address. And also on Zelle, if you're on Zelle, you just go in on Zelle and put in 818-795-3549. And that will bring up my name, and you can send whatever your donation will be, whatever your sponsorship will be, whatever your love offering will be. It will help the movement. Trust me. And I can't thank you enough. But before I go, Pastor E, I want to say one more thing. With this pandemic going on.
Hey, we're not pushing you off. You don't have to go yet. That's on your timing. I do know that after you say this, I want to bring in Minister Anoko and Minister Carolyn, because I know they had a couple of things they wanted to like ask you. But no, I'm not closing you down yet. I still want to give you an opportunity without me interviewing you. I wanted to give you about 10 minutes just to share from your heart and any message that you have for us. You have that opportunity also. But go ahead.
Well, now, I've been working with a pastor. His name is Pastor Chad Lawson Cooper of the Chad Lawson Cooper Company. And with all this stuff going on right now, with the murders and everything and the police brutality of the racism and the rioting, there's a movie that's coming out that's going to be shown on July the 4th. And the movie, and I'm in this movie, is called Justice on Trial. And that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with justice being on trial right now. This is a very, very important movie to watch. And the story tells about Emmett Till, about Harriet Tubman, about Medgar Evers, brought back to life and what they went through to get justice. And to this day, we are still fighting for justice. And so if you can, write that date down, July the 4th, and you want to, let's see, I'm trying to find the information here to make sure that you all are getting the right information. Give me one second. Is all you do is go to JusticeOnTrialTheMovie.com. JusticeOnTrialTheMovie.com. When you see this movie, you will cry. When you see this movie, you will laugh. But when you see this movie, it will be so applicable to what's going on right now. And I want you to check it out. JusticeOnTrialTheMovie.com. You'll see the trailer. And before it's over, I guarantee you'll have tears in your eyes. It's a very wonderful cast. I'm in the movie, and this is part of what we're fighting for now. So this movie is actually applicable to the movement right now. So, Pastor Reed, what do you think about that?
Man, I'm excited. Why did they get a casting call?
Pastor Reed, I'm going to talk to Pastor Chad Lawson Cooper, and we're going to get you in it, brother, okay? You just heard it. Everybody
right,
heard
right.
It live. We're going to talk to Pastor Chad Lawson Cooper, and we're going to get you in there, Pastor E. I was in the play as well. And the play,
amen.
I played the judge in the play. And, you
okay,
know, we
cool.
have to. Yes, sir. But let's get back to the reality. Let's get those other pastors and ministers in the queue so we can have some Q&A and some more information about what's going on in Minneapolis. And also in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you have a question for Pastor Eddie, go ahead and dial 1. We want to bring you into the queue to take all your questions. This isn't a debate show. This is a support show for us being on one accord and on the same unified front to get change in America. Minister Inoko, I know you're boiling with questions. I know you're on fire. Come on in to the conversation with Pastor Eddie and myself.
Thank you, thank you. And we're so honored, Pastor Eddie, to have someone who action is speaking louder than their words. So we thank you, because a lot of people will give lip service, but you got up and went. So I want to encourage everyone. It takes money. And we always want to talk about, well, why are they asking for money? Because it takes money to do things. Nothing is for free. So we have to support things. We have your money. I tell people, follow the money, and you know people's passion. So I am not here prophesying, begging. Matter of fact, I am begging that we support things. You know, we support everything. All the stores are opening today. Everything you see, long lines. Let them tell you there's an iPhone 27 coming out. Everybody's there. And like he says, we are the biggest consumers. So let's put our money where our mouths, our actions, and stop talking about people begging. And the people that complain about this are the ones that when something happens, you're calling your leaders. And people don't understand, even churches, you got to keep the lights on. You got to keep the doors open. So I am just advocating in a passionate way. We need people like Pastor Jones to be on the front lines. And so we should be investing. This is an investment, and there's going to be a good return. So how is the family doing down there? How is the family, the immediate family and the family dealing with this?
The family, and first of all, I want to thank you so much, my dear sister. You are definitely a blessing and a light for God. And you being the woman of God that you are, I can feel your Holy Ghost spirit all the way down here in Minnesota, and I just want to say thank you. The family is on pins and needles because they are very unhappy with the fact that they were this man was given a third-degree murder. Third-degree murder is an insult to the people, and this is why the people haven't stopped marching and chanting and rallying, and this is why. And right now as we speak, they're out there right now. Matter of fact, I'll be leaving here short after this interview. I'll be going to meet with the mayor, the governor, and other faith-based organizations, the Ministers Alliance, the NAACP from Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul, and a host of other people. We're working on now. I brought it up, and we're writing out a law. Now, let me tell everybody what we're doing. We are developing a law, and that we want to put the law into order with the police department, with the governor, and with the state, that no police officer, once a man is handcuffed, cannot receive a knee on his neck, his back, or any part of his human anatomy. And if you think that's okay, let me hear a result. How do you feel about that, woman of God?
I think that is amazing, and we need to make it global. It needs to, what you're doing, and I hope everyone's listening, the solutions should come globally. It's time for us to take your blueprint that you're doing and put it globally. It starts in Minnesota, but it needs to go everywhere. Everybody should be at the tables right now. With us being on this pandemic Zoom, y'all should be having a Zoom meeting where we're all sitting down doing our parts in our states because it is important.
I
really like that.
We want to call it the George Floyd Law because it happened to George Floyd, and we want to make sure if we can do Brown versus Brown, then we can do the George Floyd Law and implement it. I'm going to bring it to the table today, and we're going to see how it flies, and it should fly and not land. It should fly right off and continue to fly across the United States of America, and everybody should be spreading this across the United States right now. You should be writing it out yourself. You should be thinking about it yourself. The reason why we don't get things to change is because we don't push hard enough. We're too passive as a people. We have got to pray, and behind prayer comes action. Without action, you get no results. You get no change. The people are upset. The people are angry. The people are tired. And I'm going to be redundant with this statement. The blood of our ancestors, every human being that has been hung, thrown off of a ship, beat with a whip. Degradation has been a part of their life. That blood has risen again. The blood of Dr. King, the blood of Medgar Evers, the blood of Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, and so many other great leaders who have walked out here, the Kennedys, the people who helped fight for civil rights. We have to wake up and be a part of something that's so much bigger than we. And if we don't do it this time, it's never going to change. So this is the time. And I really believe that God has sent out a message right now to let my people go. And this time he's not using Moses. He's using other people. So he's using me. He's using you.
Right.
He's using everybody on the radio show. He's using everybody that can hear this. It is your turn to get up and make your presence known.
Your turn. That's right. Now, you may be on our online station, which is blogtalk.com, the Now Network. If you want to get in this conversation, you have to call in. Dial 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. And if you are on our second additional line and you want to get in, please message me or come on to the line, 319-527-6173. I see Pastor V over there. I see Prophetess Lisa, Melanie Aubrey. If you are on there and you want me to call you in, I can also call you in. We got to do better at this, and we have to support every means of this. Minister Cherry, welcome in to Real Talk. Talk to Pastor Eddie.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. You know, I'm listening to you, and I love what you said, that our strength come in numbers. My God, I was saying yes, because this has been going on, and you gave us a rundown of some of the occurrences that has been going on. I was saying with Pastor V, we've had like three within the last 2 months while we're on isolation.
I have, yes.
But, you know, I have shared your information out on Facebook so that we can stand. And when Pastor E was asking, do we know who are in, I had to raise my hand and said, I'm guilty. I didn't know. But as we were speaking, as you guys were speaking, I did Google her and see. And
see,
I think
that
it shows their that quick. It shows the history and everything. And, you know, she's in Orange County. And she grew up in the roots where I grew up, over 118th. I'm over 130th over there, you know. So this is something that we all have to be awakened. I was just listening. I was saying, the Lord said, do not let my people perish for lack of knowledge. And Google is free. We can Google anything we need to know.
Anything.
Is it okay? Yeah, anything that I share your broadcast out on Facebook publicly so they'll know.
Yes, please,
amen.
by all means,
and
my sister. And if I may say this to you, I want to say this to you. I want to thank you for being a soldier in God's battlefield right now, because see, this is what we're talking about right now. If more human beings and more people, more sisters and brothers stand up and do what you just said you're going to do, it makes the difference in the whole wide world. Now, sister, go right back and take the floor and continue in sharing what's on your heart.
Amen. You know, I'm just saying all glory to God, because that you and Pastor E and all the listeners and Minister Inoko and Minister Curlin has this real talk. This is real talk. This is real things that's happening in our world. You, like you said, our ancestors, they settled things peacefully. They settled things peacefully on the word of God. We shouldn't be out there setting fires. That shouldn't be the way we take out our anger. If we pray, he'll give us directions what to do. We have to use our resources.
Right.
I thank God that Pastor E has you guys on this broadcast so we can share with everyone. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Minister
Curtis, I would like
to welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. I'm gonna give you an opportunity, Pastor Eddie. Minister Curtis, welcome to Real Talk. Talk with Pastor Eddie.
Good morning, brother. How are everybody doing?
Good morning, my brother. How are you, fellow pastor?
Good. I want to I want to just donate some money to you. So, can I have your Zelle number again?
Yes, the Zelle number is area code 818-795-3549. 818-795-3549, and that's for the Zelle number. Now, the Cash App is money sign, capital E, lowercase DDIE 072. And I want to thank you, my brother. Thank you, fellow pastor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, we as a community need to come together. I mean, we tearing up the street, we tearing up properties. I mean, that don't make no sense. I mean, let's bring peace. Let's bring justice. By us tearing up everything, we ain't going to bring peace. We ain't going to bring no justice. You know, it's, if we want to do better, we need to become mayors. We need to become senators. We need to become presidents. We need to get out there as a family and do this together, not as a family tearing up everything. So, you know, I'm for the peace. I love the peace, but I'm not for the tearing up the city. Because when you tear up the city, you tear up your own neighborhood. Where are you going? You're going back to the white neighborhood, put the money right back over there. So I think we need to do better as a group, as young folks, that we need to just get an education. We need to learn. We need to study more. We need to react and how we're going to change. How can we buy? How can we own banks? How can we own stores? You know, that's my biggest thing right now.
Pastor, I want to say something. You said something very prolific and very profound right now. And that's why today we're at this big meeting that I'm going to. It's about solutions because, you know, I told the marchers yesterday, and I promise you, yesterday – I'm watching right now. It was over 10,000 people. 10,000 people were marching with us yesterday. I mean, they came from everywhere. 10,000. It was more than 10,000. But here was my statement. As I stood right there in the spot yesterday where George Floyd was murdered, I stood right there. And there's such a gigantic makeshift memorial there. But here's what I told the people. We will not win with violence. We will win with documentation. We will win with paperwork. We will win when we put this into legislation, when we take this to Congress. The only reason, my sisters and brothers and everybody listening to this show, that we do not have reparations right now, and when I say this, I say it with passion because our ancestors who died for us, who worked in those cotton fields and tobacco fields, the money that they made that they were not paid, the freedom that they did not get that they were promised, it has rolled down to us. And it's our job to go and get it. And the only way we're going to do that is if we take this right legislation and take it to the Supreme Court and have it heard by the Supreme Court in the United States of America and make it, keep it on CNN, Channel 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, and 13. And I'm not just talking about it. We're being about it. So I want to hear how do you feel about that, Pastor?
I feel great about that. I think that's what we should have been doing a long time ago.
Hey, man, praise God from whom all blessings.
I mean,
go ahead, Pastor.
And reality is I feel like we're still in slavery. Because it's the mindset, the way we think.
Well, the only thing that changes, if you really look at it, guys, the only thing that's really shifted is that now racism is on TV. Racism was hidden for so long, and the things, you know, and I'm not just trying to sugarcoat anything, but what we're seeing on videos now, you couldn't take the videos from back in the 1900s and 1800s and the things that our ancestors went through for us. That's why I'm really excited about Justice on Trial, the movie. That will give some education to our younger group. I think even us, and we got to take responsibility, I think even us as older, the older generation that was before the millennials, we didn't do enough to tell about our history and be so educated about it that we could share it, and people just didn't go by names and holidays. Because most people only know African-American history in February. Most people only know that through a shirt or through a event or through a celebration. We have to do better in education and sharing the things that need to be done.
Yes, yes. And Pastor E, what I wanted to say to what you're saying about us knowing our history is also making sure that, don't say you're too old. I think about Mandela became president at 79 years old. Think about a lot of the great leaders did not become or event something until they were in their 70s. So we got to stop saying, I'm tired, I'm old, it's time for the young people. No, we need to be role models, standing hand in hand with everybody. It's everybody. I don't care if you cripple, crawling, get in a wheel, somebody will push you. Every hand on deck, every mind, everything, and then also calling your local state representatives, blow their phone up. This week, we were on a call for passing a bill, two bills. We were on a call, and the bills were going to get tossed to the side. But because of the organization that I'm with, Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice, it was only about 50 of us on the call. It was about 50 of us on the call, and the bill got passed on the floor. There's still things we got to go through, but it was about 50 of us on the call. And so call your local people, and like the minister was talking about voting. Voting for presidents are good, but your power comes in your local votes, your local measures, and going to events. Going to when they have meetings, going to your weekly board supervisors, your police commission, be seen, be known. And that's some of the things that we don't do. And while you're at home now, everything is online. You know, I go every Tuesday online to a meeting, to our board of supervisors meetings. So get to know your local representatives. And, yes, I do know my NAACP president because my deceased husband was on their board. And matter of fact, this week, 2 weeks ago, they called me for some work that he used to do. And at first I was going to – I'm so busy. And I was like, and the Holy Spirit said, you cannot let your husband's legacy go down. And I actually accepted the assignment. So Regina Steele, if anyone lives in the Inland Empire, Riverside County, Regina Steele is our president. She is amazing. That team is amazing. So, and we're looking for people to support the NAACP. And it's not your old, you know, like people say, oh, what did they do? They've done a lot. And like I said, they take civil cases. I mean, they take cases because I'm actually working on one that they've taken. So they do a lot of work that's hidden that people don't see because they're not advertised.
And speaking of that, I want you to know when you do go to your NAACP, they can help you write things into legislation. You can get them to help you graph it up and put it into perspective the way that you want it to be heard with the legal mumbo-jumbo in there, because I know a lot of us can't write it in the legal way that it needs to be written. Well, the NAACP has a part of their organization that assists people in doing those type of things. You have police brutality, you go to the NAACP. You have things going on in your community that you want the NAACP to come to speak at, to assist you with. This is what it's for. Please join the NAACP. Please read about the NAACP. Okay, now a lot of people don't even know what the acronyms mean. It's the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People. I know colored we're not people. Colored people anymore. Yes, colored people. But we're not colored people anymore. But that is what the acronym stands for. And it's history. It's our history. And so we need to continue to fight for justice and equality and change on a regular basis. Not one day a week, not every week, not every month, not every year, but every single day we should be fighting to make sure that we don't have these kind of problems anymore in the United States of America, period.
Well, I know my representative in Long Beach, Naomi Ramey. She just was married to Mr. Pearson, but I haven't talked to her in a while. I am going to reinstitute that relationship. We're about to do some great things here in Long Beach and in the inner city areas. I'm making a commitment to call her this week and get back fired up. She was trying to pull me in a lot of things, And I said I wasn't political, but you know what? That's not about politics, and I have to repent in front of everybody. Now, y'all know me. I'm gonna be the first one to stand on the front of the altar and say I messed up, and I misrepresented myself, and said I'm about spiritual life and not about political life and stuff like that. You know what? I'm about life, so I'm gonna do everything I can in my power to connect with the people that have been trying to pull me in and get me involved, that I can be a better advocate for justice and help you to help me to help them. And do we got a couple of minutes left? I want you guys to come on. If you guys got a question for Pastor Eddie, go ahead and ring on in. I'm gonna bring in Minister Carolyn. I know she's a double duty in the day. She has a funeral to attend to. But let's bring Minister Carolyn in, see if she has any closing remarks or anything she'd like to say to Pastor Eddie. Okay, like I said, she is busy, but I did want to give her that opportunity. We thank everybody that's been on here. Please support Pastor Eddie.
Pastor E?
Help. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Pastor E, do we have Melanie in the queue there? Is Melanie still in the queue?
Melanie? I don't see her in the queue. If she could dial one again, or if you give me her last four.
Well, meanwhile, you go right ahead. I'm going to look for the last four.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Pastor E.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I want to give you an opportunity. We haven't heard from you yet. Then we'll come back to Minister Inoko. And then I said, like I said, we are an hour broadcast, but if we need to continue, we have excess time to continue on. So don't be under pressure, anybody. Minister Carolyn.
Yes. Good morning. First, blessings to you, Pastor. Eddie, I used to sit behind you in church, and
at first, Amy,
I knew that you were an awesome man of God, but this just takes it to a whole new different level. I want to commend you on the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Myself, I'm an activist as well in the community, and I'm always on the front line. But this situation right here is like has me like outraged. I do believe that vengeance is the Lord's. However, I also believe that justice should be served. It outraged me to watch this man kneel on this guy's neck and look into the camera. He looked into a camera like he was posing for a picture while he was doing this.
I seen
the picture over and over in my mind as I slept at night. So I commend you on what you're doing, and most definitely I think that you need the people should help you, that not just you, but they should help all those that are out there on the front line. And because you went way from California to stand on the front line, to be that David amongst other Davids that are with you that are fighting this Goliath, because this is a real big one. This is a big one. I am saddened. I am concerned about the family. I just pray that it doesn't go. We're just now getting over riots that we had here in L.A.
Wow.
The community and everything is just now rebuilding itself from the past hurts and the pains that we had here. So, of course, Minnesota is going to be going through this for many, many, many years to come. So my prayers and my condolences are with the family, but most definitely my prayers are with you and for all of those other people that are marching, that are on the front line, that are again in the police face, because what happened to him, these youngsters are taking a chance for it to happen to them. But they're fearless and they're fighters and they're doing it. So I appreciate the work. I appreciate you keeping us posted, Pastor E said that I'm getting ready to do a funeral service today, and it was a young man that was slain and that was murdered, but he was murdered at the hands of another young man. So we have to get here to these voting pools, like you said, because we're fighting against each other when.
Yes.
We have the police doing the same thing because we're no better than they are. Mm. We're no better. Our young black men, they have to pay attention to things like this, because it could have been our sons, our brothers, our uncles that this happened to. So, again, I'm outraged, and I commend you with the work that you're doing. You definitely need all the support that you could get, and my prayers are definitely with you and the mission that you and the rest of the NAACP are on. God bless you.
Now, I want to say this to you, my fellow civil rights activist, Sister Carolyn. I want to say, all minds clear. Heavenly Father, touch this woman of God right now, God, as she goes to do a homegoing ceremony for one of our young boys,
Lord,
in our community, God. Oh, hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We need you right now if we ever needed you, God. And, Father, let there be love and peace and joy at this celebration today, Lord. Let it be a good
Lord.
Homegoing celebration, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let everybody be blessed and touched in the name of Jesus. Give strength, Lord, right now. Give encouragement right now, God. And let the blessings of the Lord our God just shower down right now like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Minister Carolyn, the name of your message is,
amen.
Put me in the game, Coach. Minister Carolyn, the name of your message is, put me in the game, Coach.
I like that.
That part, and you know I'm going to use it, Pastor E. You know I'm going to use
put
it.
Put me in the game, Coach.
All right, now, I like that. I like that.
I love the anointing. We all,
I like
we,
that.
We ought to all preach that. Yeah. Put me in the game, Coach.
Wow. And you know Minister Carolyn and Pastor E and all the other pastors and ministers online and all the listeners, I want to say this. Please talk to the young people right now, God. Hallelujah. Talk to our young people. They're hurting. They're crying. I've been getting so many phone calls, Pastor Jones, you know, from people between the ages of 16 and 25 years old are calling me. They're crying. They're upset. They're scared. They said they've been traumatized ever since they saw that man die, George Floyd, with the knee on his neck. I've been getting phone calls from all over the place. Could you explain to me what happened, Pastor? Why did they treat him like that on public television, Pastor? Why did they kill that innocent man, Pastor? Let me tell you what I told them. We need to pray right now, but after we get through praying, we need to get up and take action. And I don't want you to allow this for you to get anxiety. You already got COVID-19 anxiety. You already got the corona anxiety. You're locked in the house. Now you got to see this on TV, a man getting murdered in front of the whole wide world. So please, everybody listening, talk to your young people. Give them a hug. Look them in the eyes and tell them it's going to be all right. And tell them, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I'm going to allow someone else to elaborate on that if you don't mind.
Yes.
Well, that's important.
And
that
when
we,
you go
that
to
we
your
downstream.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, what I was going to tell the minister today, when you're at your meeting, make sure those political leaders understand why they're there. And that's what I'm learning in the advocacy work. If people don't understand their why, as soon as this goes away, they're going to go back to whatever is important to them. So it's, when I'm sitting down with leaders, I'm like, why are you here? And 90% of the time they don't know why. Oh, because you guys asked. No. What is your why for helping us? Because
you know
your why, it's going to motivate you to keep going even when you don't want to. Your why is what makes you go to a job that the you can't stand your boss, but I gotta come home and pay bills. So I ask people, what is your why? Because your why is going to help you do the marathon, not the 50-yard dash. And then, two, I've learned with 2 Timothy 2:15, avoid pointless decisions. I'm not, discussions. I'm not discussing anything except something that has solution base, because there are problems, and every problem there is a solution. There are solutions.
Amen.
That's why they call it a problem. If it ain't a problem, then it's a fact. And it's a fact that I'm black. I can't change that. So I tell people, don't sit at the table and tell me about whatever, and don't say we ain't got the money. Then you tell me not yet. And yet means a promise to me. Yet means we're going to get to it. Because you're going to either spend your money on regret, or you're going to spend your money on change. And like Sister they were talking about burning down stuff. Then as soon as they have to rebuild, where do you think that money's going to be taken from? Where do you Target and all these stores, they're going to file their insurance. And then it comes from our children's school programs, our different programs. Where do you think the money's going to fly out of the air that when we destroy our communities? No. So, again, young people, you guys are so innovative and so creative. This is a time to come up with a solution for change, an app, design an app, you know, or something. But we have to band together and begin.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, write that down. That's deep. That's deep right there.
And Pastor E is a very entrepreneur. And you think about our prisons. People, all of our geniuses, creative. You think about the things, the intelligence. Because when you ain't got nothing but time, you can think about stuff. So it's time to create, to reinvent something. And I don't care how young you are, if you got a voice, write into your Congress. And your senators and your president, they read stuff. And for every one person that voiced something, they look at, oh, wow, that's 100 people that maybe have that. So also, I don't know if Minister Marche is on the line, because in a little town called Sterling, Illinois, they're down there doing stuff about what's happening in Minnesota. And I think her area code is 815. She did a blog on Facebook, but this town is very small, predominantly Caucasian, but even they're banding together with the people to make sure that this doesn't continue to go on. So I don't know if she's on the line. 815?
Yeah, she is. But let me also share this, because you guys are also part of Justice for Joshua Johnson. You guys remember when James Hudson came on a couple of weeks ago, and Joshua was house sitting for a lady who got injured and came outside a car and was just looking out in front smoking a cigarette. An undercover cop drove up on him from down the street, shot him, chased him, shot him again. Let me tell you, by your calls from all across the nation, Pastor Eddie, we had everybody calling in. I had at least one person from every state call in. Do you know Congressman Al Green was there the next day? Calls matter. Let me tell you, letters, calls to these offices, it makes a difference. You just don't know it because you haven't been making the calls. In less than 1 week's time, our calls, our letters, our response to these offices now produce that congressman to come out and do a press conference at the parents' house. Now I give it to Houston, because they've done everything peacefully. They're now having some unpeaceful things to go with George Floyd, because George Floyd was from the Third Ward in Houston, Texas. He was from a housing area called the Cooney Homes. I knew George Floyd, not like buddy, but I knew him. He knew Pastor E. We've interacted together. I knew his mother, his sister, his brother. I know that family, and that city is outraged. But we can still do more by supporting, by calling Houston, by calling Minnesota, calling St. Paul, calling Texas, calling Atlanta, calling. Let's do more. I'm telling you, your one phone call can make the difference.
Amen.
I had to get that out of here. So we said a lot today, and I know we all have a lot of things going on. For those in my area, we were just dropped off about 30 boxes of pork patties, half barbecue, half sausage. You want a box of meat, you better get in touch with me this morning. We also got Danishes and croissants, and come get it. It's free. Come feed your family. Come feed your neighbor. We're also giving a call out to all of our senior citizen representatives in our area, in our community. They're going to come out and cook today for the seniors. We're going to pass out hot meals today. We're excited for what God is doing. That comes from support. That comes from oneness. That comes from unity. We can all do this thing if we do it together. Amen. Pastor Eddie, I want to let you close out the end of the show with your closing remarks and that last prayer that when you go, as you leave us today, you'll be protected and guarded and supported by us in your endeavors. And, man, know we love you.
Man, I love you guys too, man. First of all, I want to thank everyone who is listening on this show right now. I want to thank all of the clergy, pastors, ministers, exhorters of God, deacons, everyone that's listening. I want to let you know I had just flown in from Brunswick, Georgia, where Ahmaud Arbery, where we led a march out there with over 3,000-4,000 people. And I was sleeping, and I woke up, and my phone was ringing and ringing and ringing. I said, what's going on? And, you know, when you keep getting all those calls, at first I ignored it. And then they said, quick, turn on the news. Did you see what happened? The knee on the neck. I go, what are you talking about? Just turn on the news right now, Pastor Jones. I turned on the news, and I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills. And I'm getting emotional. I watched that man die. And I was so angry, I jumped out of my bed, and I just kept walking back and forth on the floor, and I said, this can't be. This can't be. This is not right. My phone kept ringing. My emails were going off. Both of my phones were ringing. I shed a tear sitting there watching that man die. I heard him. The part that made me get in tears was when he said, Mama, please help me. Mama, help
me. Mama, please.
Mama, please. And that just, oh, my God. I got on the phone.
His mother's been dead for 5 years. That's
my
what
God,
shook
my
Houston.
God.
When friends called me and they say, Pastor E, he had to see his mama right before he died because he called her out. She's been dead for 5 years.
Yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
When I saw the blood coming from his nose and the foam starting to come from his mouth, and I saw that he wasn't moving anymore, I said, we have just witnessed a modern-day lynching on television around the United States of America. And
yes.
Now it's our job, it's our duty to make sure that these five officers are not only incarcerated, but prosecuted to the highest level of prosecution. And if you ask me, and I'm a pastor, God forgive me in the name of Jesus, they deserve lethal injection, the death penalty, in front of the whole world the same way that they did Brother George. Now, I'm not asking for violence. I'm not asking for any type of violence. I'm asking for retribution. I'm asking for justice. I'm asking for change and equality. And so that's what I'm asking for right now. I am very concerned. And wait a minute, hold on 1 second, you guys. I know we're closing out, but I just want to, the president of the NAACP is calling me right now, and just want to see if I can get her on the line while we're closing out. How much more time do we have left, Pastor E?
As much as you need.
Okay. So I wanted to let you know that I started calling my team of people. And they said, what do you want to do, Pastor Jones? I said, I got to go to Minnesota. We have to go there. We have to touch down. We had a meeting. We had a conference call meeting. And following that meeting, my ticket was put together, and I got on the plane. And now I'm here, and I've met with the NAACP. I've met with all the different people and different leaders, and we're working.
Hello?
Sister Khalif of the NAACP, I just want you to know you're on speaker, but you're also on the radio show live right now, and I just want them to hear from you. You're on with, remember, Pastor E? Pastor E sent our T-shirts. This is Pastor E's radio, so please say hello to Pastor E. Pastor E, say hello to the NAACP president of St. Paul, Sister Khalif.
Well, good morning, Sister Khalif. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am blessed as always, woman of God. Your shirt is here. Your shirt is there. Your shirt was delivered. So Pastor Eddie has your shirt in mass.
I'm
sorry. He said that the shirts are here, and that the shirts were delivered here to the hotel, and that your shirt is here, so you'll be able to get it today.
Yes, I will. It's been a long day yesterday,
and myself and Reverend Jones. Yesterday we did a long march at the bridge in downtown Minneapolis where the whole community, all the young men and women, I mean, come out. It was thousands and thousands. I don't know if you guys watched the video that Reverend Jones shared on Facebook yesterday. We marched, and George Floyd did not have to die. And it's another killing, senseless killing for the black man and woman in this country. And we are praying as we continue with the struggle, and as you guys all are watching around the world, what's happening in our community here in Minneapolis and St. Paul is unacceptable. I know our young men and women wanted to do a peaceful march at the bridge yesterday, today, and every day, but I don't know who's here. We all ask the question, who's doing all this riot? Who's doing all this senseless violence that is happening in our communities? We are suspecting this is not us. Somebody else is in town. And whatever it is, we pray that we don't have to lose more lives, that this shouldn't be, this is not what Mr. Floyd wanted to see. There was a video, I don't know if you guys saw that, he was talking a few minutes. Did you see those videos that he was talking about? He doesn't want to see all these young men, black Africans and African immigrants, lost their minds on the streets, and exactly look like it's like a prophecy. What he's saying is exactly what's happening right now.
Right. I saw that video.
I'm sorry?
He was saying that he saw that video. And so, first of all, Sister Khalif, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. I know you didn't plan on coming on this morning, but we want to thank you. Just don't go anywhere, Sister. Please hold on 1 second. I want to give my closing remarks here, and I want to say this. There's a big meeting today with the governor and everybody else, and I called another NAACP member, Reverend Richard Pittman, and so I'm going to be getting off the line now, but I want to say to everybody, I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for your love. Pastor E, I want to thank you, man. You are the wonderful, phenomenal man of God. You are doing tremendous, great work, and we will be joining forces as soon as I get back, and we will continue to fight for justice, equality, and change. And would you like to lead in a prayer, or did you want me to close us out in a prayer?
No, you close us out in a prayer, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just hear a scripture this morning, and I've been reading a scripture this morning, and that scripture, I just want to share with everybody, if you don't mind. It comes out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see that all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip." And I read that because it has a lot to do with what's going on right now. So, Heavenly Father, all minds are clear. We ask God for your leadership, for your direction, for your unconditional love, God, right now. And with the people across the United States, God, we ask for restoration, rehabilitation, and revitalization of our mind, spirit, body, and soul right now, God. Let your love shower down on the young people that are crying out that don't understand. Let your love shower down, Lord, on the people who are locked in their homes. And let the love shower down on the racist people. Let them understand their wrongdoings and let them come and admit their wrongdoing for the first time in the history of this world. And, Father, we will be ever so careful to give you all the glory. Now, every listener on this phone at the sound of my voice, let a blessing shower down on their home. Cover them with the blood. Cover every door and every window with the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you, God, and as I go out today to continue the battle on the battlefield, Lord, I ask that you hide me behind the cross and make it less of me, God, and more of you.
And more of you.
I ask that you bless Pastor E and everything that he's doing. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I need
amen.
You,
amen.
Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Thank you, Pastor E. God bless everybody.
Bless you, man. Bless you, brother. We love you. We love you. We love you. Family, you guys, don't hang up. There's a couple of things that were said I want to kind of elaborate on a little bit here because of the simple fact that we're dealing with this situation. Pastor Eddie said then that he was looking for retribution, for justice. If you do a capital murder crime, I'm talking to you, me, or anybody else, you get crap capital murder sentence. Simple as that. I don't think he was calling for anything out of the ordinary, but if you've done a certain crime in this country, you, by law, are supposed to pay for that crime, and there is a penalty for that crime. Let's not get it mixed up that we're wishing on death or wishing anything bad. We just want justice, and we want people to pay for their sins and their crimes. Now, and secondly, there's something else I was telling people this morning. When we were talking, we were having a group discussion at the barbershop about the looting. And I said, 75% of those people there are not from Minnesota. They come from other places, like the floods in Louisiana. The looters were not from Louisiana. They were from other states. The looters in Los Angeles, most of them, 75%, were from other places, not from that community. So just like the president of the NAACP shared with us, that they're even questioning. The young people that are marching with them are questioning, like, we're not doing it. Who's doing all this burning? Who's doing all this stealing? Who's doing all this illegal acts? It's other people that are out there just to be taking advantage of that situation. I would almost guarantee you that those five jewelry stores that were robbed last night were robbed by people from out of this state, a different color, a different mindset, didn't have anything to do with George Floyd, but took advantage of this city's downfall. We have to pray more, we have to stand more, and we have to be about our Father's business more, and let's talk the truth and let it be known what's really going out there in our cities. We thank you guys today. We thank you for this opportunity, and we continue to pray for you. And we just bless you today that there's no greater love than Jesus. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. And we honor you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. We'll talk to you next week. Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carol, and Minister Enoko live. No greater love.
Calvary. There is none greater.